women have been breastfeeding their babies since the beginning of time, but that does not mean it is something that comes naturally. In fact, 75% of moms start out breastfeeding, but only 13% of babies are exclusively breastfed at the end of 6 months, and there are all kinds of reasons for that. One reason, moms not having the support they need to help them figure out breastfeeding. That's where St. Luke's and Southwest District Health come in. They have partnered up to bring the mother-to-mother peer breastfeeding program to Canyon County. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this is Cindy Bennett, lead lactation consultant at St. Luke's Nampa, and Mary Schwartz, a registered dietitian and breastfeeding peer counselor at Southwest District Health. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First, what exactly is the mother-to-mother peer program? Because this is already in effect in Ada County, correct?
It is already affected in Ada County, but what we're doing different in Canyon County is that the peer counselors actually come in and make rounds Monday through Friday. So they're meeting their clients. Not only are they meeting their clients, but they're also being introduced to possible families that could qualify for WIC as well. So it's really a win-win situation.
So how this works then, Cindy, if I understand correctly, mm-hmm. is this peer-to-peer program will come into any hospital room, any new mom who would like this. You don't necessarily have to qualify for WIC.
Exactly. So in Nampa, we do both. It is okay. For the moms that are already on WIC. So we're connecting the peer counselor with her WIC client. So they start that breastfeeding support within the hospital system and transitioning home. But then if we also have moms who may qualify for WIC or the families, the peer counselor visits with them as well.
And can get them onto that program as well, which can be critical for certain families.
Absolutely.
So, Mary, tell me about your role then. You are a peer counselor.
I'm the peer counselor coordinator. I'm over the WIC counselor WIC peer counseling program.
So tell me exactly what these counselors do, because this program does not end at the hospital.
No, it does not. We work with moms that come into WIC for supplemental foods and for breastfeeding support. And what the peer counselor does is we start out by texting the moms, letting them know more about the program. And then we continue to text back and forth with them over the 9 months that they are expecting their babies. And then we follow up with them for the 3 months, up to 3 months after the baby is born.
And Cindy, this program has been successful in Ada County already.
Yes, in Ada County, it's been successful. They are more focusing on the peer counselors being notified. They don't have the ability yet for the peer counselors to come into the hospital system. Mm-hmm. But remember, this generation, they love texting, they love phone calls. That truly is how they get a lot of their information. But so we are connecting them together. They can come, but that has to be arranged with Cindy Galloway over in the Ada County.
So let's talk about, you know, why a program like this is so critical. Because I think, you know, there's this whole debate like, well, it's breastfeeding. It's natural. Well, I will tell you right now, a little bit of TMI. It is hard. It is not, it's natural, but it's not natural. And sometimes it doesn't work. And you are a new mom, right, and you are stressed out as it is. And then let's add this on top of it.
Right. That's why it's important to have the peer counselors. So if you look at the research out there, the literature really supports using peer counselors, breastfeeding peer counselors, mm-hmm. because they do affect initiation rates, duration rates, and exclusivity rates. And not only that, it's a free resource. It doesn't cost the hospital anything to put this program into effect. And we love our peer counselors.
And then, I mean, Mary, is it something, too, where when you know you have this counselor that, you know, you can just get in contact with through a text or something like that, that there's no silly question. But mm-hmm. does it open up the conversation and maybe allow moms to not be so overwhelmed?
I think so. These ladies that are our peer counselors, they have actually been WIC moms themselves, and they know what it's like to be in a situation where they're struggling with breastfeeding. And being able to call somebody who's walked in your shoes, it's a big deal. It's really comforting, and that support can take a mom a long ways.
I'm speaking with Cindy Bennett, lead lactation consultant at St. Luke's Nampa, and Mary Schwartz, a registered dietitian and breastfeeding peer counselor coordinator at Southwest District Health. We're talking about the new peer-to-peer breastfeeding program that's being implemented in Canyon County. And, you know, let's be clear. Fed is best. I mean, we don't want any mom who's listening to have mm-hmm. any guilt on how she feeds her baby, because that... we've heard all those conversations. We need to make sure our babies are healthy. and happy. We also know that breastfeeding drops down exponentially once you go home. And having had two children, having been in that situation, when you, especially with, it's that first one that throws you for a loop. Mm-hmm. It is. You don't know what to do sometimes.
Yes.
So again, that's the critical component here of having the peer counselors available, because they're available within the hospital system and transitioning to home. Also, the NAMPA hospital is that we're following the moms for 6 months. So the NAMPA allows us to have a peer counselor lens, and then we've also got the nurse lactation consultant lenses. So we actually see the moms that are in real critical condition with the babies that are, they're really complex. Mm-hmm. So we really have come together and knit together a great care system, moving to best practice. It's cost effective. It's a great program.
And Mary, at Southwest District Health, you've hired 3 peer counselors, correct?
We have 3, and we're going to hire another one soon.
And one is bilingual.
Yes.
Which is critical, especially in Canyon County.
Yes.
Also, I find it fascinating that these peer counselors were also WIC moms.
Yeah, it's the program's been around since 2004 nationally. And it found that having those WIC moms themselves out there able to reach out to the breastfeeding moms, it made all the difference.
Because these are moms who, I mean, you have to meet certain standards to be a part of the WIC program. And if you're not familiar with that term, it's a supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, known as WIC.
Correct.
And this has got to make a difference for some of these moms to look at someone who's not just another mom, but someone who's had another layer when it comes to being on WIC, and that they can look at this person and say, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I get it.
So.
Does that make a difference, Mary?
Yeah, they just,
it does.
I don't know, it seems like they connect a lot better because they've been in the same shoes. They know where the other person's been.
Mm-hmm. And here in Idaho, I mean, I think also, and this is maybe, you know, in other parts of the country, we're not comfortable necessarily talking about breastfeeding.
We are.
Yeah. But we need to be.
We need to be.
We need to be. Yeah. And does this open that door as well, Cindy?
It really has. It really has opened the door to talk about breastfeeding openly. This is how women feed their children. It's normal. And we need to continue to support that. And I will say, since January, we have sent over 130.
Yes.
Yeah, over 130 authorization forms. That's how we inform WIC. So that is really a big amount, large amount of.
So when you say 130 authorization forms, that's 130 moms?
Yes.
130 WIC moms.
WIC moms.
Who are going home with that support.
Right.
And is the ultimate goal with this is to also, A, know that someone, if they're entitled to WIC, should get it. But also being able to breastfeed and maybe hopefully if it is something that a mom wants to do.
Yes.
That she can figure out how to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's there. So it's really, again, it's that weaving of care together and meeting those needs. And the WIC peer counselors can come side by side and answer those everyday questions. Mm-hmm. I don't breastfeed anymore, but the peer counselors are there to do that. They have the same mindset, and it is going to make a difference. That's the goal here, is to make a difference in Idaho and meet this population need. This is a very vulnerable population we serve. The mother-baby dyad is.
And through this program, are you seeing more moms not just breastfeed, but breastfeed for a longer amount of time?
I would say the stats aren't there yet.
Okay.
But over time, that's the goal, to see more moms breastfeeding for longer durations and, you know, increasing those rates. Our rates out in Canyon County maybe aren't as high as we'd like to see them, and we're hoping that this will help to increase those rates.
Mm-hmm. And NAMPA's only been open for 6 months.
Right.
So our rates within the hospital start out at about 90%, but we know we decline down. That's, again, this partnership we hope to really make a big change of support.
I think the support is critical because this is one of the hardest stages of life that women will go through if they choose to be a mother. It is that those newborn, that is hard. That is hard work.
It is.
And I would say it's a little bit of PTSD sometimes. I mean, but it is hard work. And all of this is supposed to be natural.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah, that's true.
And that opens up this door.
Right. Yes. And then you have the young gals that are still in school, too. So that's another great support system from WIC as well, reaching out to these young gals and supporting them through their school system.
Well, best of luck to you and this program. I hope it works well. It will take so much pressure off of new moms, and we need to be talking about that more. Breastfeeding and just being new moms and everything that comes along with that. So the more we can have the conversation, I hope it makes a difference in someone's life, at least. I've been talking today with lead lactation consultant at St. Luke's Nampa and also Mary Schwartz, a registered dietitian and breastfeeding peer counselor at Southwest District Health. Cindy Bennett is the lead lactation consultant at St. Luke's Nampa. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yep.